Moving on now with even more of Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Last year, the average driver in Los Angeles spent 62 hours sitting in traffic. Respect to you on the 405 and the 101. Good Lord, what do you do in all that time just sitting there? Think of taking mass transit or biking? Hope so. Listen to the radio? We like that idea. Podcasts? There are so many. Have you subscribed to this one, by the way? I hope so. Or maybe you're just taking it all in while you're sitting in that car. That's what one very patient Angelino does when he's out in his car. Lev Ruchin drives and documents. He strapped a giant strobe flash, and I do mean giant, like 2 feet across, to the side of his old Volvo station wagon and uses it to take pictures of only in L.A. moments as he cruises the streets. It's a photo project that he calls Los Angelev, and he's here now to tell us all about it. Hey, Lev.
Hi, Steve.
This is an old model avocado green Volvo, right? With the
That's right. It was the last year you didn't have to have it smogged.
So you've got this giant, I mean, it looks like a satellite truck from 1980, right? This giant strobe that looks like, it looks like a satellite dish. And then you've got, in the back passenger window, a blue smiley face. Talk about what's going on there.
Well, this is the setup that allows me to capture these images that I drive past that we all see a story unfolding on the sidewalk. And I was driving my daughter to kindergarten across town, and I always noticed the tension. Everybody is in a hurry in Los Angeles, and how dare you cut me off, and everyone's trying to make the next light. And I really slowed it down, and in slowing it down, I wanted to engage my daughter's interest also in the beauty of the city, in the people that are standing on the sidewalks, the murals, all the different pockets and neighborhoods of the city that it feels like you're going around the world. And I gave her the remote control, and we would document. She would take photos, or she would point someone out, and we would drive past. And this is before I had a flash, and I was able to photograph at a high shutter speed. I finally, I think after 3 or 4 years, I had the idea of slowing it down even more, and I put a flash on the roof of the car. It's a 3-foot beauty dish made out of metal.
So these pictures that you're taking, Lev, with your daughter, these are her perspective, right? Her point of view through the passenger side.
That's correct. She was the one who really kind of started this whole thing, and it was a way of keeping her engaged, and she was really into it. And then, of course, I lost the battle to an iPad.
as what happens, right?
That's right. On the way back to school, however, the whole car was set up, so I just continued shooting, and I would take different routes home, which just sort of broke up the pattern and the boredom of taking the same way home. And the city really kind of began to show itself, and it was really interesting to follow the story by really paying attention and looking at the city through the passenger side window rather than just the windshield.
A lot of folks, Lev, have photographed L.A., though. I mean, it's probably one of the most photographed cities in the world. Why did you want to do it, and in this different kind of way? Is it just the mundane, the everyday, the people, you mentioned people hurrying to get to where they're going?
You know, Steve, this is my adoptive city, as I've said. This is my home, and it's constantly changing. You will be driving one day, and suddenly a quarter of a city block is just gone. And you sort of struggle to remember what was there. And you have some fond memories of a corner store or a gas station. These photos, I noticed after a couple of years, really began to serve sort of as a documentation, an archive of styles and murals that come and go, buildings, and all the other ephemera that's involved.
What are some of the pictures that you like to take? What are some of your favorites that you have taken?
I really enjoy a good story. There is a particular art to predicting what is going to happen. You see someone who is interesting. They're either very proud of what they're wearing or of the animal that they're walking. And you see where they're going to be by the time that you get to them. And there will be a mural. So you try to get there in time, and then they'll walk by and you capture it in the best way you can. I really prefer to shoot people because they have so much to say with the way they look or the way they carry themselves, usually in their gait or in the way they look at people. It's really a fascination.
Do some of those folks that you're taking a picture of, do they get mad at you for doing that? Because that's, you know, that's where we are sometimes. That's a privacy issue, right?
Well, it is a privacy issue. I mean, it's street photography. I really make it a point not to be exploitative or shoot people when they're down on their luck. But usually people don't see me coming. I will camouflage the camera with a felt smiley face, and the beauty dish on the roof of my car looks like I'm just moving some lawn furniture.
I'm looking at the car, which, by the way, we'll have a picture of at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. I'm looking at the car. It doesn't look like you're moving lawn furniture. It looks like this giant light, 3 feet, as you say. I mean, you can't miss it. So what kind of looks do you get from people as you're driving around town?
Well, it does tend to cause a bit of confusion. People aren't immediately sure what that is. You don't normally see a flash on the roof of a car. But for the most part, people are just kind of curious and they carry on with what they're doing.
How old is your daughter now?
My daughter is 16.
She's 16. So you're not taking her to school anymore?
No, I'm not.
She wants nothing to do with you, I'm sure.
No, she. I tried to teach her that being weird is a positive thing when you're an artist, but I think this was a little too much.
What would you say the aim of this project is now that she's older?
The aim of this project is really to maintain an ongoing study of a metropolis as it morphs, as murals change, as buildings disappear, people come and go, neighborhoods are completely different. And it really becomes fascinating to continue shooting this and see how the city has changed from 10 years ago or even from 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, Lev Ruhin, thank you so much for talking with us about what you're doing. It's certainly interesting work. And by the way, if you want to see Lev's pictures, we have a link to it, to his website, at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. Lev, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.